Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired their personal trainer as a caterer.
All right, folks, let's keep this line moving. You there with the tongs, picking up one Duchess potato at a time will not cut it at my catering table. Drop and give me 50.
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Okay, this is what we call the wild mushroom and asparagus dip, dip, and press. Come on, let's get those plates above your heads.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne Show, part of the Freedomizer Radio community. Please be sure to tune in Sunday nights from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian Flair. This show advocates for liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, against government overreach, against tyranny, and against the globalist agenda to undermine our precious American sovereignty. Discussions here are unscripted and free-flowing, so sometimes conversations wander off in unpredictable directions. Would you like to call in and share your thoughts to be part of the conversation? The number is 319-527-6208. Again, that is 319-527-6208. Then press number 1 and you'll be added to the queue. I invite you to visit my Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne page on Facebook and, of course, like and follow it. I hope you will share my page and post with your friends and family, too. Please be sure to also check out the Freedomizer Radio website at freedomizerradio.live for news and information on the many great shows our Freedomizer family has to offer. Please sit tight and don't go anywhere. We'll be back shortly after a few ads from our sponsors and some show promotions.
Join me, Dahl Arntzen, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
You realize there's something really wrong with our world. Things are not adding up. Well, you came to the right place. Tune in to the Right View Radio Show on Freedomizer Radio every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Jumana, where we connect the dots, uncover the truth, and expose those who are trying to usher in the new world order.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers. And we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
You're my feelings, I'm done.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show. Thank you all for tuning in with us today. And I will repeat again, if you would like to call in and be a part of the show, you can do so by calling 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. And then press number 1. And that will put you into the queue, and we can bring you on into the show. So with that, this is our third show now of Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann. And so I am super happy to again have V as my co-host today. She is awesome. And we are going to talk about some current events, and I definitely want to pick up where we left off last week on some 9/11 truth conversation. I had a clip that I wanted to play, and I started playing it, and it was the wrong clip, and then I had a bunch of problems trying to upload the right clip, and then we ran out of time, and so we're definitely going to hit that up today. And so again, thank you for tuning in, and I am going to bring in our lovely co-host, V, here. V, how are you today?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm hanging in there. Oh, my goodness. So here we are again.
Yes. So exciting.
Yay. So what's new and exciting in your world right now? Let's talk a little personal stuff here, and because we are human beings, right? You know, we aren't all just about politics and all that. So what's new and exciting that you have to report in your neck of the world?
Well, I don't know if I've ever told you that my mom had, like, a severe case of psoriasis. Well, she was, she started taking this medication that Cyndi Lauper was, like, the spokesperson for. I don't know if you heard this. But she's doing a lot better, and she's been taking vitamin D along with vitamin K to help it absorb. And it's helping a little bit, very slowly, but it's almost like psoriasis develops just so fast, and then it takes very much longer to go away and be healed. But she's doing better, and that makes me happy for her because it's made her such a recluse. Like, she hasn't left her house, and she doesn't go out because her skin, you know, cracks open very easily, and it causes a lot of bleeding and discomfort, as you can imagine. So that it makes me happy that my mom's getting a little bit better, albeit not completely healed, but I'm believing that she will be. And
it does
take
some time, for sure.
Yeah, and my dad is happily getting along with his roommate in his assisted living facility. He's having some trouble with him prior. So he says they're getting along better, they communicate better, and that makes me happy. The only parents I've got, you know. So trying to keep them alive and keep them happy and honor them in any way that I can. That's where I'm at with that.
Very good. Very good. So that's, you know, and it's really tough when you have a roommate that you don't get along with. And so if you can make progress in that area, then for sure life gets a lot more bearable. For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm going to get the name of that psoriasis treatment. I don't like to promote medications. I'm not a big pharma fan, but to really work, and it doesn't have any side effects, not any notable ones in hers. I'm sure there are some. You know how they always give the rundown of side effects of medications? It's like, may cause dry mouth, itching, diarrhea, suicidal thoughts. It's like crazy list of obscure side effects that have nothing to do with
it. I know, the side effects for stuff is more scary than whatever it is that you have that you're taking it for sometimes.
Right, you're like, I'm doing so much better as you bleed out of your earlobes, you know? It's like, what a trade-off. I'm happy for you, I guess.
And I think I remember, like, the Cyndi Lauper ad. I think I know what you're talking about. I just don't know the name of the medication, but I think I remember seeing a Cyndi Lauper ad for that, and so I know what you're talking about.
It's Cosentyx. That's it. And I didn't know
that
Cyndi Lauper suffered from psoriasis. Apparently, that's why she always wore the long skirts and the colorful pantyhose in the 80s. I thought it was just trendy. But she always wore long-sleeve shirts that came down to her elbow or out to the wrist. Now, I don't know if you remember, I think it was Judy Garland. She always wore dresses or shirts that came to the elbow to cover up her heroin track mark. So, you know, with 80s musicians, you never know what you're going to get. But apparently with Cyndi Lauper, it wasn't that complicated. So that's good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
What about you? How's everything going over by you with your family?
Oh, let's see. With my family, I do have some sad news to report, which is my aunt that I'm closest to on my dad's side, she's not doing so well. She was just recently moved into hospice, and she's just deteriorating. And so I don't know how much longer she's going to be with us. And my dad is there, thankfully, and he's been trying to help with, you know, he's really overwhelmed, so I really feel for him. But, you know, he's trying to do the right thing, and he's trying to spend as much time with her as he can. And she's in California, and so they have a lot of the COVID restrictions in place. So, you know, he has to get tested first and then wait 15 minutes before he comes in. And they have time limits on visitations, although they're giving him some leeway with the visitations to so he can spend as much time with her as he can. And so that's unfortunate. And so, yeah, I found that out yesterday, and I'm just really sad because, you know, she is my closest aunt. She's always been like the most level-headed, and it wasn't until, you know, recent years that she and I became close. She lived in California. I grew up in Minnesota, so there wasn't a whole lot of seeing each other while I was growing up. And then a couple of years ago for Thanksgiving, I went down there and, you know, spent almost 2 weeks down there with her. And we've talked on the phone pretty regularly and stuff since then. So I'm really thankful that even though it's our relationship becoming closer and talking to each other regularly, I'm really glad that I had the chance that I did, and really glad that I got to know her more than I ever got to know her growing up. And she's really just, you know, she's really my favorite aunt in so many ways. We're so much alike in so many ways. And it still amazes me. Like, you know, she and I have said to each other before, it's amazing how, even though we were so distant and didn't really have a lot of interaction with each other while I was growing up, how similar we really are with our mindset. And so, you know, there must be some genetics there or something, but in being like-minded. But so I'm just really, you know, I was really hoping that she would get better. I was really hoping that she would, you know, progress instead of degress. And so talking with my dad last night, the news wasn't so good. And so I don't know how much longer she's going to be with us. So I'm been kind of emotional about that.
Yeah, rightfully so. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bummer, but, you know, it's her time, it's her time. God is calling her. Yeah, God is calling her. And that's the solace that I have. And, you know, my uncle passed away several years back, and my cousin Melanie, her daughter had passed away a few years before that. And so she will be joining my uncle and her daughter pretty soon. And God will welcome her with open arms. And she was always a good person. Mm-hmm. She always tried to help people. She was always very good-natured. And so, you know, she will be welcomed at the gates of heaven when it's her time. And so
amen. How does she feel about all this,
like, you know,
being out there and stuff?
It's hard to say. I mean, you know, she's pretty drugged up on morphine
the
pain and things. And so she's kind of in and out, and, you know, her mind has been, you know, degrading along with her body at the same time too. So it's hard to say. But I will talk to my dad more, and I'm contemplating maybe even later this week making the drive down there. Just maybe see
how
if
long,
I can see her one
drive
last time.
Is it?
It's 11 hours straight time, but when I drove out down there before, it's about 14 hours with stops, you know, for gas and food and whatnot. So about 14 hours to get down there.
Oh, okay. Not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. It's just exhausting when you do it all in one stretch, you know, and then it's
right.
Like, need the next day to be able to sleep a little bit and all that after a 14-hour drive. So I'm thinking about that, and so maybe I'll make my way down there. I kind of figure my logic with that is, you know, I'd rather make the trip down there to see her and say goodbye to her before she passes than make the trip down there for a memorial service, you know, if I have the choice between the two. I'd rather be able to, you know, at least see her and hope that, you know, she knows that I'm there and say my goodbyes. And also, you know, my dad's pretty much there solo. And so maybe it would be helpful for him for me to be down there as well.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking
that sounds
about
right.
It. Very seriously thinking about it.
Well, on a lighter note, I'm glad that you see the good in it. And I think that that's the most important, that you know that she had a great life and she was a great aunt. And that made her a great sister to your pop. And now she's going to be, you know, well, sometime soon, if God is willing or wants her this soon, she'll be resting in eternity with the rest of the family that she's seen pass over. So I think that's a blessing. And it's a blessing to stay positive. And it's hard. Still, I know, like, hard to just, like, let go of the fact that somebody's not around anymore for that phone call to see. You know, I lost my grandmother earlier this year. She was my buddy, you know. She raised me like a daughter, and at the same time, she was able to just enjoy things with me like a friend. So I have a lot of respect for that extended family that you connect with and you vibe with, so to speak, you know. And you probably got a lot of her traits, you know. The blood is there. And if you say she's a good person, I mean, that says a lot about you too. I think that you are, you know. Not to sound all mushy.
Thank you. And
I'm definitely not drinking right now, just in case anyone's wondering. I'm a little weepy.
Neither am I. I'd get way too emotional if I was drinking right now. I would.
Oh my goodness, no, we could never drink on the air. It's like drinking and Facebook, they never should go together. No, never. But I know that you're going to be fine.
Slur my speech. And
yeah, we don't want to do that. That's not very pretty.
I stay sober for our show.
Welcome to Mrs. Libertarian. I forgot my name. I think you're doing great. You're going to be great, and I think everything's going to be fine in the end. I think one of the things we know is inevitable is this, you know? We just kind of stay busy until it happens, and we don't know when that is, but we all got to deal with that. It's a reality.
Yeah, the last time I talked to her was a couple of days after our first show, actually. And, you know, she knew that I was, you know, wanting to start my own show and things, and she knew that I was co-hosting and on the Proof Negative show and things. And so she was pretty happy to hear that I'd finally kicked it off and started my own show. So she was always very supportive of me on that as well. So, you know, I'm really blessed that I had her in my life, and really blessed that I got the chance to get to know her. And so I just, you know, I hope that when God calls her, that she goes peacefully, and that, you know, her suffering gets minimized. And, you know, I know that she's in a lot of pain right now, and the morphine is helping, of course, but, you know, truly she will, you know, she will be pain-free. She will be suffering-free. She will be rid of all of those ailments, and she will be truly set free pretty soon. And I just hope that when she goes, that she embraces the light, and she's appreciative of the life that she had, and that she also, you know, get just, I don't have the right words right now. I just don't.
Well,
but,
you know, what's your aunt's name?
Carolyn.
Well, you know, why don't you dedicate today's show to her, to Carolyn, in her honor, and her, we celebrate the life that she has left, and let her pave tonight's, or like kind of set the tone for tonight, where we reveal what it is that truly happened on a devastating day, and we do that in your honor.
Yes, this show is, I like that idea. Dedicate it to her honor. She was always very supportive, and she was always rooting for me and always complimenting me and always trying to be positive. And so I think that this show is very appropriate because, you know, she was a cheerleader for me, and I don't have a lot of cheerleaders in my life. You know, a lot of us don't. A lot of us have, you know, people that are more critical than they are your cheerleaders, and
true,
she was
that.
Definitely one of mine.
Well, good. And we'll dedicate today to her.
Yes, ma'am. Other than that, Oregon, we finally got rain.
I heard.
Like measurable rain the last couple days.
Yeah. What's it, like a half an inch?
You know, I don't know how much, but I mean, like, for the first time in months, I saw puddles, you know, puddles out in the driveway and out on my patio, and, you know, actual puddles. And I'm like, yes, not just this little tiny sprinkle or anything. And we need it so bad, you guys. We really, really need this rain bad. It's been so hot and so dry this summer. And so I was just, you know, when the rain started, I was just like so celebrating. I'm like, yay, finally.
I saw it on Facebook too.
Yes. Oh, gosh, do we need it. You know, and hopefully this helps with wildfire situations and stuff and helps clean the air because, you know, as the system was rolling in, it was blowing around wildfire smoke. And so hopefully now this will finally start to calm down. And my hope is this winter we have normal Oregon rain, which means normal Oregon snowpack in the mountains, which means,
oh yeah,
a much better summer. You know, the snowpack, you know, a lot of people don't like rain, and, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, how can you live in Oregon? It rains so much there. And
right.
My response is, you know, when you live here long enough, you really get to appreciate the winter rains. And it's exactly because what that means is snowpack in the mountains. The more of a snowpack there is, the better the summer is going to be, because it takes that much longer for that snowpack to melt, and that snowpack feeds all the streams and the rivers and everything else, and right. keeps things green and keeps things from burning up, you know. So
right.
you really learn to appreciate it, and when we don't, like, that's kind of part of the drought that we had this year, was not just this hot summer, but the fact that last winter we were below normal rain, which meant below normal snowpack, which meant, you know, and I knew what was coming when we were so below normal in our snowpack in the mountains. I knew that this was going to be a really hot, dry summer as a result. And so we really need a nice winter with steady rain and steady snowpack. And that's our only hope for having what is normally an Oregon beautiful summer. That's what a lot of people don't realize is Oregon has, when it's a normal summer, it's like the best summer weather you could ever ask for. You know, it's mostly like, you know, upper 70s, low 80s, just about every day. You get your stint of a few days of 100 degrees plus, and then it's over.
Nice.
And yeah, you know, like, it's really a beautiful summer here. But that only happens when we get the rainfall and the snowpack we need in the winter. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm really hoping that this winter, you know, is a normal winter and we make up for all this drought.
Well, maybe the government should intercede. Lord knows, we know that they know how to make rain happen out of nowhere. They could do it for Dubai.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know.
Fake rain.
I mean, I don't know what it is.
I saw that.
They
yeah.
send these electrical impulses into the sky or something, and they make the clouds gather, and then the rain starts. It's amazing. They don't have to cool down
just,
in the parts of the Middle East.
I just don't trust it. I don't trust human beings, you know, doing it right, because, you know, what is done on one side of the world will affect the other. And just let nature take its course. Yes, exactly,
right.
The butterfly effect. Just let nature take its course. Let nature do nature. And don't try to manipulate it.
Well, what about stopping hurricanes? If there's one about, you know, Category 5 and it's about to hit land, do you think it's okay to feed the sky to stop it?
No, I don't.
Ooh.
Hurricanes have been around for ages, you know, since the earth cooled and we had land and water. I mean, hurricanes are a natural phenomenon, just like tornadoes, just like thunderstorms, just like hail, just like anything else. And, you know, I don't think that we as human beings have the knowledge and wisdom to manipulate nature and not screw
right.
everything up. Yeah.
I hear you. No, I hear you. Trust me, especially when it comes to this government. Very suspicious.
Yes. You know, if our government, you know, can't manage anything without a bunch of fraud and corruption, then why would we trust them with controlling our weather? You know? No.
Fraud? Did you say the F word?
No. Me say the F word? No.
Fraud.
Fraud? Corruption? The C word?
Voter fraud.
Negligence? The N word?
Shame.
Shame on me. Oh my goodness. So yeah, so we got that going on, and let's see, what else has been going on here in Oregon? You know, usually like Saturdays I try to, you know, go through, find articles, maybe upload some clips and kind of do a prep for the show. And then I was on, normally my prep time before the show too, you know, I kind of last minute things and I, you know, get a bunch of articles and tabs and things, but I called into Danielle St. John's new show, C seed of change that comes on just before us. And so I was on with her, and I was really excited to call in and say congratulations and welcome to the Freedomizer family. And then I ended up helping with downloading and uploading a couple clips and getting to know her a little bit better, getting to know Ty a little bit better, her co-host. And so they're just awesome. So instead of prep time, I was a part of our Freedomizer family kicking off a new show. And so that was a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. And so I'm really happy that they're kind of like a lead-in before our show here. And so that's pretty exciting.
I was listening to you guys for a little bit, and there's really interesting stuff. You guys are talking about the J word, the jab. Or should I say the V word? I don't know. If I say V, I think something else. But
no, it's the J word. I don't consider it an actual vaccination in the traditional sense. Yeah.
Right.
So it's the jab. It's the shot.
The shot, the S word. I like that. Yeah, you guys are interesting. She sounds good on the air. And, well, you always sound good. So, like, it was a good energy, a good combination. I like that.
And she complimented you as well. She thinks that you have a great radio voice and that you sound really great, too. So you were complimented.
Yeah. That is, thank you, Danielle, if you're even listening, thank you so much for that. It's funny, I was born this way, but we were joking about it when the three of us were on, how people said that I had a voice that was good for something else, like those 1-900 calls. Not quite radio, but I'm glad to be working in this capacity and not 1-900, although I'm sure that'd be very profitable, getting paid $2.95 a minute.
It could be. I haven't practiced my 900 voice for a long time.
Same.
It's a different voice that you use, I'm out of practice.
Same.
Charge by the minute.
Right.
I wonder if we charged by the minute for this show, if we'd make any money off of
it. Yeah, I think it would naturally just arise. No pun intended, right?
So long as we keep everybody on mute, because we wouldn't want to hear those particular background noises.
No.
Flap, flap, flap.
Indeed.
Flap, flap.
How did we get on this subject? Oh, my gosh.
You started it.
You're right. Well, thank you, Danielle. And thank you, Lorianne. I can also do that radio from the 50s, when you can talk really fast and tell everybody that their next commercial coming is going to be really, really life-changing.
If you start your own 900 number business, then please sponsor my show so I can play your ads.
Will you run my ads? You imagine? The 90s version of OnlyFans. Way more expensive than OnlyFans will ever be. So
exactly.
Funny. But nobody had to see you. There's something a little bit more, I don't know what the word is. I don't even want to say it, but something a little bit more kind of reserved about just hearing a voice and not seeing someone. You let the imagination run, and you were able to kind of use your head, pun intended.
It was a different time.
I know. Do you remember the party line? You remember you could call in and talk to about 500 people at the same time? Who stayed quiet long enough to listen? I don't know. Nobody. But then, enter the internet and the group chat. And that was the solution.
We are aging ourselves as we speak by talking about the old party lines.
Dang. I remember being in college and using AOL. I don't even know if I have the password for that AOL. I heard you could have it forever. I just stopped using it. I never even, did anything. Once I got Gmail, I gave everything up. Hotmail, AOL, MSN. I got rid of all those other accounts, and I guess by not using them.
My first email account was actually MSN account, and I still have it and use it to this day. But I have my Gmail for my personal, but I use that MSN account for, like, you know, doing my online orders and signing up for stuff, so that that way that account can get spammed to death and I leave my Gmail alone for just personal. But then remember back in the day when Yahoo was the thing, like Yahoo groups and Yahoo chats and like that was something that I did a lot. I still have my Yahoo email address too, but I like hardly check in on it or anything. It just gets spammed to death, but once in a while I check in on it. And
you know,
yeah,
are you supposed
that
to stay
was
active
before
with
Facebook.
Them? Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how long you need
because
to be
because
I know I've been logged in for like ages, and then I finally logged in just to see, you know.
Right, I logged in after years, and I think it was over 10 years, and it was empty. I'm pretty sure I didn't leave it empty, and I'm pretty sure I was getting junk mail back then. That's why I asked. It's totally whatever. You know, it's probably there's a time limit on how long they keep emails at the time.
Or, yeah, or just suspended or something due to inactivity. I don't know how long.
No, it wasn't actually.
But I remember the last time I logged in was because of that email. My Yahoo email address is actually what I signed up for Facebook with. And when there was all the hacking going on, then I wanted to go in and, like, change my Yahoo password and change my Facebook password and all mm-hmm. that so that, you know, to prevent any hacking. And so that was the last time, and I think that was probably, gosh, like 8 or 9 months ago now.
Hmm. Wow.
But I remember, like, you know, I remember before there was Facebook, there was, you know, all these Yahoo groups and Yahoo chats and all the stuff that you pretty much did on Facebook was in Yahoo. And then remember Meebo, M-E-E-D-O, where you could gather
yeah.
up all of those at once? I used those,
no,
too,
never
because,
heard of it.
You know, I was on MSN chats. Yeah, you could combine all of your accounts into one, so your MSN chat and your Yahoo chat and your AOL chat, and it was like a multi, you know, so you could encompass all of your contacts and all of your chats into one thing.
What? I've never heard of it.
I
remember using the phone to log onto the internet. The dial-up was, and I used to pay for Netscape and something else. Oh, goodness. Earth something. What was that? Earthlink? Good Lord. My brain. But, I mean, I had dial-up at home, and I remember paying, you know, what I thought was expensive. Oh, $15, you know. Go on the internet. I was like, what? It was when subscriptions were new. So, like, that was insane. The only thing anybody ever paid for was newspaper deliveries, and that wasn't expensive. Earthlink, definitely.
Yeah, imagine that. Like, you know, we considered $15 for dial-up connection to be expensive, but now here we are paying $50 or $60 for our high-speed internet.
Wow, yeah. Pretty crazy. Of what the things that we pay for. Well, you know what?
I
sent you a movie earlier that somebody brought to my attention. It was it's by an author